The Trader Cobb Crypto Show, talking business in blockchain.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Trader Cobb Crypto Show. Today's guest, Giacomo, is one of Europe's biggest growth hackers and a massive guy in the space. Thanks for putting your time into the show.
Thank you so much, Craig.
So, mate, you want to give us a bit more of an introduction about what you're doing?
Yeah, basically, I growth hack the success of the ICOs. So I bring investors, small one, medium one, and the whale one, by using wisely social media and the platform are used by investors. Platforms are not Facebook ads that we have banned as Google have been banned. So we are using platforms used by investors like Reddit, Bitcoin Talk, Medium, LinkedIn, and Telegram. And for each platform, we created a special growth hacking tools in order to bring a lot of investors.
Okay. And you've been doing this for how long?
Well, I started last year by studying the strategies. I failed a lot of time, with 10 ICOs, but since 6 months ago, I discovered the path everyone should follow to get investors, and I hit a hard cap with everyone.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay. And I mean, that's an awful lot to have put together. How have you managed to do that? Like, what is your secret, I suppose? What's the secret sauce to having that sort of success, mate?
Well, I came from a traditional background. I exited with two startups for about 1 million in Italy, and it's really hard in Italy doing that. And I teach in university growth hacking, but always in a traditional field. Once I discovered last year the blockchain world and ICO, I said, okay, fuck up the traditional one. And I need to get into the blockchain and help ICOs. And I freaked out. Yeah, I'm in this war in about 1 month, 1 year, and it's crazy. I love it.
What made you come into the space? Like, obviously, you're doing other things. You've done your startups. You're running projects and whatnot, I'm sure. Why was blockchain the thing that really grabbed your attention? And then you exploded the space. Why was the formula so much more successful in crypto? And why did you come to crypto?
Yeah, basically because I lost the train of the dot-com. I barely lost the train of startups, but this one is going really huge. It's the most incredible things that could happen for us. And I don't know why everybody is jumping in. I really don't know. I tell my friend to fuck up everything and go into the crypto world. Nobody listened to me. Only students did. The secret is just working 24/7 every day on the same topics and spot the really and true blockchain project and not the one just want to raise money for the flavor of raise money.
Yeah. So what do you look for in that space? And I mean, if you're talking about, there are, especially at the end of last year, start of this year, there's a lot of projects that just will are sort of like raising for raising's sake, putting blockchain in it, and hey, it's a nice way to raise and get us money. What do we need to look for to make sure that the project is one that's actually real and that needs to be in the space with the blockchain supporting?
This is a really good question. My compliments, because no one has ever asked me. Okay. And the secret is just to find out, it's talking with the CEO and with the team. If the team is good and if the project is garbage, you will have succeed. If the project is really good and the team is not good, you won't success anyway. And I discovered a couple of Italians. The ICO is Fidelity House. It's good. It has a really good CEO that has succeeded with the startup world.
Yeah.
And is really going good. But I didn't knew before jumping to the project about the idea. I just knew the CEO. I jumped in, and we hit the hard cap in about 1 week in private pre-sale.
What project?
Yeah, the project is fidelityhouse.io, and I recommend everyone. I don't know if we will go in the ICO because we already rose a lot of money.
Yeah.
But if we go, I strongly recommend anyone to get into.
Okay, and so how many projects are approaching you at the moment? Because obviously we've seen Ethereum prices diminish quite significantly. We've seen this, but the Bitcoin prices, consolidating for the last 4 or 5 months. ICOs have been holding back a lot because I don't feel the environment is correct for raising in. How's it translated for you and your business?
Yeah, another good question. And so we are more focused on the private pre-sale than an ICO, because actually ICO is not good. But I think from January, in the first quarter of 2019, we will see another bull run and everyone will start investing again in ICO. But with the private pre-sale, we are raising a lot of money because investors truly believe that this is the future. Mm-hmm. And small investors are more likely to say, okay, let's see what is happening, and then jump in later. But it's a really cool moment.
Have you been finding that there's been, with that, I guess, the ability to raise hasn't been as simple this year. The Ethereum hasn't been flowing quite so freely as what it was earlier in the year and end of last year. Have you noticed the maturity of the types of projects that are still having a go? Because look, at the end of the day, there are still investors out there. There are still great businesses. There are great teams. There are great people executing great ideas. I guess I kind of said it in the question, didn't I? I mean, that's what we need to see for the raise to happen. Have you seen the space sort of clean out a bit of the chaff, a bit of the crap, and just focus on the better projects? Or is it still a bit of all over the shop with some rubbish and some good stuff?
99% of projects, unfortunately, are not good.
Okay.
But the one that are good is really, really cool and good. I saw a lot of blockchain projects, really cool, and I'd love to take part of the project for equity. Yeah, instead of the garbage project, are the one that asking me for reviews on ICO bands, and they never answered them. So the garbage project looking for reviews and investments. The good one project asking me for reviewing the project by face-to-face, not online. And they show me the MVP and how they develop the project, and I will go to the market.
And how do you feel about, okay, so you've got a big following. You're somewhat of a social media influencer, a blockchain influencer, however you want to brand it, it doesn't really matter. Lots of people listen to you, right? What do you think about some of the others in the space that are out there that are very big, that are doing all sorts of different tactics? And I mean, let's be honest, I'm not going to name any names, but there are some people out there that are very immature, that are doing the wrong thing. Are they going to get in trouble and be held accountable eventually? Or are they just continually riding their moon Lambos?
So there's no Lambos. I got a smart, Mercedes-Benz smart, driving to Italy. So there's no Lambos. Even if you got a big wallet, there's nothing about Lambos, nothing about Ferrari. Let me say in Italian. There's nothing about Lamborghini or Ferrari, but it's more about understanding that is the biggest revolution we can ever see in our entire life. And you have to grab it. So save the money for the Lamborghini and invest in ICOs, in a project you truly believe in.
Yeah, but what about these? I mean, people do blindly follow people, right? But I mean, people that have got big followings doesn't mean they're necessarily good. Now, you seem to be the exception, and I'm not saying that everyone that has a big following is not good, don't get me wrong. But there are some people out there that are purely just in it for themselves, but they don't say that. They don't tell you what's actually going on. You can see the transactions. There's a lot of things that come out in the press, in the media, within circles, what's true, what's not. Why are these people still able to, I guess, take money from, unfortunately, very simple people, because they don't understand things, but they think if I follow this person that has a track record of whatever, 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 then I too will have that success. And they follow them blindly.
Yeah, these people are successful and drive a Lamborghini because of you that follow these kind of people. And if they're rich, they're not rich because they have done a good project or similar, but they're rich because you follow them and you give the money for the signals that never happen, stuff like that. So you just have to study what the blockchain is, what the ICO is, what the STO that is coming, what the STO is. Study that, be comfortable with your car, and trust that. And the biggest people in the blockchain world, the richer one I knew, doesn't even have a car. Or a golden Daytona Rolex.
So effectively, it comes back to education. Take your time, don't rush.
Yeah, education, and guys. Yeah, you have to study and go to the courses of education. Yeah, learn from that.
What are people that are following you going to get from you?
Yeah, basically, you will learn how to apply the growth hacking techniques you may probably have applied to the traditional world, to be applied on the ICO and STO world, in order to get more followers, engagement, and obviously investors. Yeah. You will learn that. All the techniques, black one, white one, gray one, black hat sale, black hat Sam, how to bring 100,000 investors in your Telegram group in about seven days. But I will not tell you now. I will tell you another podcast with Trey Cobb.
Yeah. Wise, well done. So, I mean, when you're getting these enormous amounts of people together, on, like you just said, on Telegram and whatnot, are these people that are going to be engaged? I mean, they're going to be engaged, involved, real people with real interest.
Yeah, this is the point. Another good question from Craig. Yeah, this is a good point because you don't need like fake people joining into Telegram group by writing from a bot, bot users and so on. You need to get true people for one reason, the social proof. If they are real people, they are really engaged, people will look that his group, this people is engaging, writing, commenting, answering and so on. So people will be more likely to invest money. Otherwise, with the bot, you only see 100,000 people and okay, they are fake.
Yep, yep. So the engagement's really, really, really
important. It's important, yeah.
And so what you're teaching people and helping people and doing yourself, obviously, is bringing people en masse that are actually real and they're engaged, listening, learning, and you're bringing in investment through those vehicles?
Yeah, this is what I do. Yeah, bring people, really engage interesting people, engage with them, and try to figure out if they are interested in investing or they need more explanation about the project.
Okay, and so you're engaging with how many projects at the moment?
Yeah, well, I am advising about 30 projects, 30 projects. Just advisor, but I'm focusing on about only 5 projects. And I do prefer to follow Italian projects because my company is, I didn't tell you, but my company is in Italy, on the sea, in an ancient church of the 12th century, Gothic one.
Wow, cool.
And we would like to focus on Italian project for this quarter and for the next year go global.
Yeah, okay. And how long have you been in the space for, just a year?
It's just 1 year, yeah.
It happens fast. I've been here for, July last year is when I sort of got in. Obviously, what I brought is the same sort of thing as you. You bring skill sets from another area, bring it into the space.
Compliment.
Where you can see it working, where you can bring people up to speed, educate, learn, and build businesses. Yeah. It's a phenomenally exciting place to be right now. There's absolutely no doubt about it.
Yeah.
I'm having a great time with it. Are you doing a lot of travel at the moment as well?
Or I'll be in Malta, then Portugal, then I'm a speaker and blockchain life in St. Petersburg, then Moscow, then Dubai again, and then I don't know, Singapore for the UCI.
Excellent. Well, look, mate, it's been an absolute pleasure having you on the show. You want to tell everyone where they can find out more about the man himself, the growth hacker, the best in Europe.
Yeah, thank you so much. So you can find more on my LinkedIn. My name is Giacomo Arcaro. You can find more on LinkedIn on my Instagram. I will be out soon, really soon, with my website and my newsletter. I got about 500,000 followers. And yeah, you can follow me in those channels.
Giacomo, it's been an absolute pleasure having you on the show. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
Working with you in the future.
Thank you so much.
Speaking again, and thanks very much for your time, ladies and gentlemen.
Thank you, guys.
Bye for now.
The Trader Cobb Crypto Podcast is hosted by Craig Cobb. All Trader Cobb courses, products, and tools can be found at tradercobb.com because experience matters.